Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we pray that you will give us understanding as we speak your word. And we pray, Lord, that you will hear us, you help us to not only be hearers of your word, but to be doers as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Marriage is a holy institution that was designed by God himself. Early in Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 to 25, a beautiful account of God's design for marriage is written. The Bible reads, "Then the Lord said, 'It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him.' So out of the ground, the Lord formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. And while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the Lord. Then the man said, 'This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed.'" This is a beautiful account of God's design for marriage. The question is, what is God's design for marriage? God's design for marriage is explicit in his purpose for marriage. God's purpose for marriage is for companionship. Verse 18 reads, "God said, 'It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him.'" God acknowledged that Adam was lonely and needed a companion. The animals that God created out of the ground, which were later named by Adam, could not commune or have fellowship with Adam. So God created Eve, a helper, a companion, and presented her to Adam, that both of them could have fellowship with one another and fellowship with him, their God. God's purpose for marriage is not only for companionship, but it is also for procreation. The scripture says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, God created male and female and blessed them, and then he said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." In a marriage relationship, we bear, we raise, and we bless children for the glory of God. However, children are a blessing from the Lord. It is he who gives married couple children. One commentator said, "Marriage is not absolutely for making children, but it is absolutely for making children followers of Jesus." So then, what is absolute is to pursue spiritual children, not natural children. The purpose for marriage is not only for procreation, it is also for illustrating the marriage relationship between Christ and his church. Speaking about the husband and wife relationship in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 33, Paul quoted Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. He indicated that this was a great mystery, and that he was making reference to Christ and the church. So marriage is an earthly picture of the spiritual relationship which exists between Christ, the bridegroom, and the church, his bride. The marriage which illustrates the relationship between Christ and his church follows the principles laid out in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 33. God's design for marriage is explained in his purpose for marriage. Companionship. Are you and your spouse best of friends? Do you fellowship with one another and with God? Procreation. Are you raising and blessing your children for the glory of God? Is your home a happy home? Illustrating the relationship between Christ and his church. Are you following the principles of marriage in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 33? Husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Wives, submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. Martin Luther said, there is no more lovely, friendly, or charming relationship, communion, or company than a good marriage. Is your marriage a good marriage according to God's design for marriage? A little boy one time sat through a Sunday school class, and he learned about how Jesus went to a wedding, and at that wedding he turned water into wine. So when he got home, his father asked him, what did you learn in Sunday school today? That Jesus turned water into wine. And then the father asked, and what was the lesson that you learned? Whenever you are having a wedding, make sure Jesus is present. Make sure that Jesus is present at that wedding. And the father said, that's a good advice. But I want to give you another advice. That you should not only make sure that Jesus is present at your wedding, but I want you to make sure that Jesus is also present in your marriage. Is Jesus in your marriage? Is Jesus present in your home? God's design for marriage is not only explicit in the purpose for marriage, it is also explicit in his pattern for marriage. When we get married, we leave our parents. One commentator said, the parent-child relationship must be altered before the husband-wife relationship is established. However, this doesn't mean that the parent-child relationship should be abandoned or cut off. Instead, what it means is that there should be a breakaway from dependence upon parents. Parents need to raise their children with the view of releasing them someday to another home. Husbands and wives leave their old homes and form a new home. When we get married, we do not only leave our parents, we also cleave to one another or hold fast to each other. Cleaving together means being glued together so tightly that no force can tear us apart. That's why the scripture says, what therefore God joined together, let no man put asunder, or let no man separate. When we get married, we do not only cleave to one another, we also become one flesh. This is a union that is done by God himself. It involves intimacy. Though the husband and wife are two separate people, they become one flesh in an intimate way. It also involves transparency. The husband and wife built trust in each other and let down barriers that allow them to know each other in a deeper way. God's design for marriage is explicit in his pattern for marriage. Leaving our parents. Have you left your parents? Is your marriage home independent of their influence, decisions, and interferences? Is your relationship with your parents stay cordial? Do you still have their blessings? There are blessings upon your marriage. Cleaving to one another. How is your cleaving going on? Are you tightly glued together that no one can separate you? Is your relationship with your spouse primary? Becoming one flesh. How is your intimacy with your spouse? How is it? What about trust and transparency with one another? Are you and your spouse living together as one? God's design for marriage is explicit in the pattern for marriage. Once a young minister was performing a wedding, and this was the first wedding that he had ever performed. And so, fearing not to make mistakes, he went to his senior pastor and asked his senior pastor to help him. So the senior pastor told him all that he needed to do and made a suggestion. And the suggestion was, whenever you forget what you're supposed to say, just quote his scripture. So the junior pastor went and he started the wedding ceremony, and everything went on smoothly, so well done, until he got to the point where he was about to pronounce blessings upon the newly wedded couple. Then, at that point, his mind went blank. But he remembered that his senior pastor told him, whenever you forget what to say, just quote a scripture. And so he quoted this scripture. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Though an inappropriate verse for that occasion, but this is certainly true of every married couple. We need God's forgiveness because we did not know what we were getting into and have messed up. But now that we know about God's design for marriage, our prayer should now be, Lord, give us grace and favor to follow your design for marriage. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen.